This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Hey, Tony. I've been listening to your podcast now for a couple months, off and on, and one of the things I heard recently, and it was probably around, you know, right before Thanksgiving, or maybe, you know, December timeframe, you lamented the fact that you didn't have more stories from military posts across the country. Well, it got me to thinking that maybe I needed to share, my family story. I'm 23-year retired Army veteran, stationed at Fort Riley three times, Fort Leavenworth once. I will tell you for a fact that both of those posts have tons of ghost stories. Most are, a lot of which are out there in the public forum if you just search for them. Both, or at least I can attest to Fort Riley, I can't attest to Fort Leavenworth anymore, used to do a ghost tour every October. Fort Riley's ghost tour usually occurs, it's on a Saturday, and there'll be anywhere from 12 to 15 stops on the tour. And they'll have docents positioned at each one of the locations to tell stories of that have been collected over the years. I had the opportunity to be a docent at one point, and I actually got to tell some of the stories for the house that we were living in there on Historic Main Post. I'll share a couple of those with you in this conversation. If it's something that interests you, then I can call back and share some of the other ones. But we moved in. This was our third tour at Fort Riley, and we were assigned to quarters on Historic Main Post. Like I said, lots of ghost stories. I thought I'd known them, most of them, this being my third tour there, and selected a house that I thought did not have any of the stories associated with it. Very quickly, we figured out after moving in January of 2016 that things were not quite as they should have been. We had a lot of strange happenings in the house. We figured out doing some research that we lived in a quarters that had stories associated with it, with a spirit that was affectionately called the Buckskin Ghost or the Buckskin Soldier. Over the years, those who had seen this particular spirit had all tended to describe him the same. Soldier from the late 1800s, 1870s, 1880s, dressed in buckskins, much like an Indian scout would be dressed in. The 4 years that we lived in the house, the only one that actually saw or claimed to have seen the spirit was my son, who was between the ages of 10 and 13 at the time. He saw it twice. Once was with a friend who corroborated his story. I don't know if they saw it or not, but I will tell you that seeing their reactions as they came charging out of the basement led me to believe they thought they saw something. This was happening in the middle of the day. But I'll tell you, experiences that happened directly to us, I probably got a dozen or more stories that have happened to us, our particular family. They started the third night that we were actually in the house, and the first 6 weeks were what I would describe as high adventure. Two or three events every week, and most of the time they occurred between the hours of 2:15 in the morning and 3:15. After about, I'll share one of the early ones, we were putting up curtains in the living room, and we had three windows in the living room, so three curtain rods. I'd put up two, I'd put up one of the curtain holders for the third one, and my wife came in and admired what we were doing and said, "Oh, the curtains that we picked out look good." I said, "Hey, while you're here, can you hand me the last bracket so I can put it up and get that last curtain up?" She said, "Sure, where is it?" I said, "It's right there on the coffee table." Turned out there was no bracket and no screws there on the coffee table. Fast forward a couple days, we ended up having to go buy a replacement set of brackets because we couldn't find them, find the original one. And a couple of days later, after we got everything set up, the curtains were mounted and up in the living room, on the windowsill in the dining room, we found the three screws and the bracket that had gone missing 3 or 4 days prior to that. That was one of the early stories. About 6 weeks afterwards, after we'd moved in, the fire alarm went off. And again, it was about 2:30 in the morning, if I remember correctly. I thought my alarm was going off, and I actually knocked my alarm clock off the nightstand onto the floor, trying to shut the alarm off. Got up, realized that it was the fire alarm in our bedroom. Now, all the fire alarms are connected in the house. It was a three-story house with a basement, so for a fourth story, fire alarms on all of them, multiple, they're all connected. Our kids never woke up. They never heard the alarm. Apparently, it was only the alarm in our bedroom, from what we can tell. The next morning, I had gone to work. My wife was in the living room. She said she felt the hair on the back of her neck start to stand up, got chills. The room got kind of cold, and she turned around, and this was the first time we'd ever referred to the buckskin ghost in this way, but she turns around and says, "Bucky, we know you're here. My husband's talked to his unit chaplain. Chaplain has performed exorcisms in the past. He's willing to do it again. We kind of like you being here. However, we don't want to try and force you to leave. You've got to knock off the nighttime shenanigans and let us get a full night's sleep." Fast forward, things got quiet for a while. I got a little nervous. My wife was threatening a spirit. However, things got very quiet. Fast forward a few months, my mother came to stay. It was Mother's Day weekend. She drove up from Texas to Fort Riley, Kansas. I was actually on a field training exercise, so I was not home initially for the first part of the visit. My wife took her suitcase up, put it in the spare bedroom, unzipped it. Later on, when my mother went to get ready for bed later on that night, she couldn't find her toothbrush. Now, she had one of these electric Panasonic toothbrushes, big wide base. Came down the next morning, asked if my wife had moved it. Just unzipped the suitcase. Never found the toothbrush. They went up, they emptied the suitcase, they emptied her overnight bag, emptied her purse, looking for this toothbrush. Never found it. A couple days later, family sitting around, I'm still in the field on this field training exercise, and my son mentions that the TV had started changing channels on him the other day when nobody else was around. Now, this is a common occurrence. We talked to four previous residents of the house that we were now assigned. The Army tends to move people around, so, you know, every 3 to 4 years, somebody new is living in that house. Three out of those four residents had all had similar events, similar things happened to them that we were having happen. One of the common themes was the TV would change channels randomly. Now, my son mentions this. My daughter says, "Oh, yes, that's happened to me in the past, too. I didn't think anything of it." Now, again, my son's, you know, 11 or 12 at this time. My daughter's 2 years younger than he is. And they just say, you know, "Oh, I didn't think about it. It just started changing channels." My mother cuts in, and again, this is related to me by my wife, says, "You know, Bucky, if you took my toothbrush, I'd really like you to return it." Well, that night when she went up to bed, there sitting on the dresser, standing on its base, was the electric toothbrush. She comes down the next morning, tells my wife and kids about this, and says, "The only thing I wish was when he returned the toothbrush, I wish he returned the cap that had been on it." Now, she went to go to bed that night, and there in the bathroom, because obviously she took the toothbrush, it's now in the bathroom, sitting next to the toothbrush is the cap that goes to it. Again, I can't corroborate that. That happened to my mother. I was in the field. I will tell you that the one story that we have, and again, we have a dozen of them if we have one, that happened outside of the family. I was in Korea, fast forward to 2017's late spring, early summer of 2017. My unit was on a 9-month rotation to Korea, where we were stationed up along the South Korean-North Korean border, known as the DMZ, the demilitarized zone there. And towards the end of our rotation, back at Fort Riley, our flat screen TV, which was an older model, had died. It just up and died. And my wife thought it would be a great welcome home present for her to get a new state-of-the-art flat screen TV. So she bought a new 60-inch state-of-the-art for the time TV from Best Buy, and had, if for your listeners who are familiar with the Best Buy Geek Squad, they came over, they installed it, they mounted it above the fireplace. And as they were getting ready to leave, the paperwork was finalizing the paperwork. The TV starts changing channels. Not only does it change channels, it now jumps to Netflix. It jumps to back to the TV, jumps to several of the smart apps. Then it just jumps to regular TV and starts changing channels. One of the Best Buy employees says, "Oh, I see you're playing with your new TV," to which my wife says, "No, the remote is over by you. It's probably our resident ghost, Bucky." She gives a quick synopsis of who Bucky is. And as she said, without so much as a have a nice day, they finished the paperwork, got her signature, and left the house very, very quickly. So those are a couple of the stories. Again, I won't mention my name. I won't mention the address. However, a lot of the stories are out there on the internet if you search for the Buckskin Ghost in Fort Riley. Again, there are tons and tons of stories. There are tons of stories at Fort Riley if you do a little bit of research. And if you happen to find yourself in the area around Manhattan, Kansas, and Fort Riley in October, look up the ghost story, the ghost tours. They're worth it.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.